Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Gurudev. Nitai Guru Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Guru Hari Bol.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Astotira Satasya Samadhi Divangyas Iskan Fanda Chaira Jagat Guru Sarasi Bhakti Vidanta Shain Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Astotira Satasya Samadhi Divangyas Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Chakri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Guri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakura Ki Jaya Prem Shri Guru Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavarinda Ki Jaya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinashyama Kun Radha Kunda Giri Gurvadam Ki Jaya Vrindavandam Ki Jaya Mathuradam Ki Jaya Navadvimaipuram Ki Jaya Jagannathpuridam Ki Jaya Jamunamai Ki Jaya Gangismai Ki Jaya Tulasi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. All glories Asambhu devotees, all glories Asambhu devotees, all glories Asambhu devotees. Glories to Shishi Guru Sri Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pritaya Bhutale Shmati Bhakti Tirta Shantana Namase Krishna Padaya Prabhupada Shishanam Nishi Gaura Karana Shakti Bhakti Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshulunmulitam Jena Tashmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Radati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Bitantam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitam Shah He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchana Gurangi Tade Bandhavanishwari Vishavan Suti Devi Panamami Hari Priya Vanchakal Patelvyascha Kripa Sandivyayevascha Paditanam Parvinivyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna तो इस कक्षा का हिंदी अनुवाद 104 मेगाहर्ट्ज एफएम पे चल रहा है जिनको भी हिंदी में सुनना है 104 मेगाहर्ट्ज एफएम पे आप सुन सकते हैं पर कृपया ध्यान दें कि आप अपने फोन स्पीकर माइक ईयर ईयरफोन लगाकर सुने और उसको लाउड स्पीकर पे ना सुने ताकि महाराज को डिस्टर्बेंस ना हो एंड फॉर इंग्लिश ऑल्सो ऑन 107 मेगाहर्ट्ज we have played it. If someone is not able to hear it audibly here, on 107 megahertz they can hear in English. And at the same time, kindly request all the devotees to either put their mobiles in silent or flight modes, and make sure that we don't attend any calls during the class. Thank you.
हरे कृष्ण श्री रामचंद्र भगवान की जय। Why will Ramachandra use monkeys to fight instead of human beings? Thank you.
When Ravana was asking the boon to Brahmaji, so that time he was asking, he has all that things, that demigod should not kill him, everything. But he was thinking this human being and any monkeys are so inferior that he told, I don't have fear from them, due to his pride, and then they only became the cause of.
Thank you. Well, if you are correct. Human beings are crooked. Is this working? It's working? Ah, okay. I don't hear. Human beings are crooked. Human beings are crooked. Devilish. Hare Krishna. Human beings we can misuse our intelligence. Animal doesn't do that. Animals, they are straight, but human beings are this way or that way. But animals they are straight, direct. Animals have no religion, they have no scripture. Human beings have scripture, but we don't follow scriptures. An animal doesn't transgress nature's law. This afternoon, and Prabhupada gave an example that if you keep food here, the birds will come and eat and go. They will eat only what their stomach will take. They will go. Other animals, they come, they do the same thing. They will only take their share and they will go. They won't carry for their children. The human beings, when they see that, They will take what the strong will take, they will carry everything. Greedy, human beings are greedy. Animals are not greedy. Going everywhere, fighting with different personalities, all the demigods. He was coming to meet Lord Shiva, who is his master. And while he was coming, he was flying in the sky. With the airplane he sees from his brother, Kubera. He was flying that airplane. Nandi saw him. Nandi brought Ravana down to the earth, stop him from movement. So Ravana was surprised. Nandi said, "Where are you going? Who are you to ask me? So who I am? I stop you from flying. So you don't know who I am? I stop you. I brought you down. You cannot cross here." Ravana said, "Me? Yes, you, you." So Ravana said, "You ugly monkey, just give way." Nandi say, you call me monkey? Okay, I will destroy you as a monkey. So Nandi cursed Ravana. So Ramachandra knows about it. So he used monkeys to kill Ravana. He knows that human beings can betray you. Human beings can promise you something and will not keep to it. But animals will not promise you and disobey. They will not disappoint. They will follow. So Ramachandra used the monkeys to fight. He came here to teach us. Perfect leadership. How we should learn justice. Because the servants, they don't always tell the leaders the truth because they have political head. Human beings have political head. Therefore, Ramachandra, as an ideal king, he teaching us how to manage perfectly. He will disguise himself. A leader should not sit in one place. A leader should move around, and you'll see what is happening in your kingdom. A leader, you want to be a good leader, don't sit in one place. Even though you have office, it's okay, you have office, you should sit there, but you should also move around to see what is happening. That your ministers will not tell you. So Lord Machanda, he does that regularly. He moves around in his kingdom. He doesn't sit in one place. He moves around. So one day he was moving around, disguised. And the brahmana was chastising his wife. You have gone to another man's house. I will not take you back. I'm not like Ram. Ram, he took his wife back. After spending 1 year with somebody, Ram took his wife back. I'm not like Ram. Go back to where you are coming from. I won't take you. Lord Machanda had him. What did he do? Lord Ramachandra cannot banish Sita. This is what we had. But Ram cannot banish Sita. They are eternal associates. They are eternal. Lord Ramachandra had this demon. There is a Brahmana with a demon blaspheming him. So he gave him a blessing. He will be born in Dwapara Yuga. He will be born in Dwapara Yuga as Kamsa's washerman, the dry cleaner. Kamsa has a washerman who washes his dress and dresses it, right? That is a Brahmana who blasphemed Lord Ramachandra in Treta Yuga. Because Ram didn't want to kill him. He is a Brahmana. So he gave him a blessing to be born in Mathura, and Krishna killed him. He was the first person Krishna killed when he entered Mathura, before Kamsa. Krishna killed this man. Because Ramachandra gave him a blessing. I don't want to kill you because of my position, but I'll kill you in my next incarnation. See, he was the first person Krishna killed when he entered into Mathura. Krishna killed him with his hand. There is also a devotee who is a very good tailor. He's a tailor. And he used to show very nice dressing. And he made a wedding dress for Sitaram. A dress Sitaram wore on their wedding day. It was done by this tailor. So the tailor was thinking, when he saw the Lord, the day he saw the Lord on the wedding day, the devotee, the tailor, he felt very bad. So I'm not so fortunate. I made this dress, but this is not my offering. My king asked me to make the dress, so it's not my offering. How I wish I would do something for the Lord. I have chance to serve him directly. Ramachandra had him at the super soul in the heart of all. Ramachandra had him. He gave him a blessing. You also be born in Mathura. In Dwapara Yuga. When I come, I will take service from you. And Lord Krishna met him also. He made a dress, and with his own hand, he personally dressed Lord Krishna. Krishna was very happy to accept the dressing from him. And Krishna blessed him. I give you blessing, and this is your last bet. You go back home, back to Godhead after this life. Because of the mercy he got from Ramachandra. In his heart, he wished to do something. Ramachandra accepted that service from him and blessed him to appear in Dwapara Yuga. When we have a desire, we should be careful. We should be careful with the desire we have, because it will manifest one day. Even if it doesn't manifest today, be sure that it will manifest one day. See, from Treta Yuga, the desire became manifested in Dwapara Yuga. He wanted to make a dress for the Lord. The Lord accepted. He gave him the blessing. He is Lord Ramachandra, very merciful, very, very merciful, very, very kind. is very, very, very merciful. When he was going to the forest with Sita Devi, they were in the boat to cross the river Sarayu, in the boat. So as we were going very nicely, Ramchana was sitting there, Ram Sita was there. They enjoyed the ride. When they crossed, cross people this small river, you are the supreme boatman. Your own is to cross people from material existence. That I cannot do. Me, I can do a little one. A little one I can do. Please, my dear Lord, my salary is today I have done my service by crossing you as a boatman. Please. The day I'm going to cross the ocean of material existence. Which time is that? The time of death. You are the supreme boatman. Please cross me also. So cross me to that side. I must try to say, ah, okay, now I understand. Okay. Yes. So first of all, we should do our duty. We should do our service. That the Lord is pleased with the service. That is our responsibility. We should be able to please the Lord with our service. Then the Lord will also do his own duty. Being pleased, he is naturally very kind. And because of his kindness, the Lord does not leave anyone alone. That is Lord Machanda. He never leaves anyone alone. He is always with us. So Lamachanda granted him benediction. Yes, I'll cross you. The ocean of material existence, I'll take you to the other side. I did. That is Lamachanda. Very merciful and very, very kind. He never forgets. He never forgets anyone or any service done to him. He never forgets. He appreciates. Very appreciative of any service rendered to him. Ramachandra accepted. When the battle was going on, fighting was going on seriously. One night, Ravana left his city and went to visit Bali Maharaj. And he begged Bali, please, I need some help from you. Well, Mahana said, what help do you need? Ravana said, I am fighting with one prince. And the battle is going on very, very seriously. I'm not able to defeat him. Balimahara didn't answer him. He told Ravana, please come. He took him to a mountain. Ravana and Balimahara were on top of a mountain. And Bali told him, look where we are. So Ravana looked around. Say, where are we? Say, we are on top of a mountain. Balimahara said, no. We are not in a mountain. Where we are standing was one of your earrings in your previous life. This is just one earring on your head. And you had two. Can you lift it? He said, never. The time when you were wearing these earrings on your head, you can shake your head easily. The man you are fighting would kill you. So now that you are not able to lift this mountain, you are not able, the time you have the strength to wear this as one of the earrings on your head, that person you are fighting would kill you. And now that you don't have the strength to even lift this, how do you think you can fight him? How? You call him a prince, that is your ignorance. I'm telling you, if you like yourself, go and surrender to him. Bali left him. After telling him this, he left him and went away. Ravana stood there looking at himself. After he stood there alone and thinking, and the day is getting over. So he quickly ran back to his kingdom, Lanka. So Ramachandra is the supreme personality of Godhead, known only to pure devotees. No one knows him. Ordinary person does not know him. Even powerful demigods cannot know him. As powerful as Ravana is, he cannot understand that Ramchandra is the supreme personality of Godhead, who had killed him before when he was really powerful. He was standing on his own earring and he couldn't lift it. So Bali told him, you are a fool. But yet he couldn't realize his foolishness, because he has no mercy from Lord Chanda. Those who have the mercy of the Lord, they will understand the Lord. Those who have no mercy cannot understand the Lord. So Ramachandra, he is known only to his devotees. Non-devotees cannot understand. When Ravana came to Marichi, Marichi told him also, Ravana, let me tell you, Lord Ramachandra is the supreme personality of Godhead. Let me tell you, when I hear Ri, I'm afraid. R is, it frightens me. The name of Ramachandra frightens me. Because when he was a small boy, what he did to me, I cannot forget it for life. Now he's a big boy. What do you think he will do? Anybody who advises you to have any problem with Ram, that person does not like you. Please, go and make peace with Ram. But he cannot. The destiny is against him because of his sinful activities. Parikshit told him, "You are joking with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is fire. Go and surrender your life to Ram. He will protect you. He will free you." But he couldn't. His activities are only known by pure devotees. Then one can say, but if he's a Supreme Lord, why was he crying for Sita? So Ravana was spying himself. Himself was spying. Brahmachandra also was, he also was spying. What of them? They were examining everything. They were spying each other to see. And then Ram and Ravana, they met. It was evening. They met. What cool evening. When Shudras meet, how do they greet? When Shudras meet, how do they greet each other? How do they greet? How is your body? How is Shudras greeting? How is your body? Prabhu, how is your body? A Shudra. Shudra. That's the way they greet. Because you are on the body, we are the body. So we greet each other on the body platform. How is your body? God, my body is doing fine. Nobody does fine. The nobody Chris does fine. But Shudra, that is our consideration. So when Vaishyas meet, how do they greet? Vaishya, how do they greet? How your family? How many wives you have? How many children you have? How many cows? How many cows you have? Yes. That's a greeting. When Brahmanas meet, how do they greet? When Brahmanas meet, how do they greet? How is your studies going on? Right? How is your studies going on? How your understanding of the scripture? How is it going on? When Brahmanas meet, right? When Vaishnavas meet, how do we greet Vaishnavas? How is your bhajan? How is your bhajan? How's the bhajan going? Your spiritual health is steady? You have a good spiritual health? Not about how your body. It's your health. How is your spiritual health? How is your sadhana? Is it going strong? That's a Vaishnava greeting. See, when Satriyas meet, how do they greet Satriyas? Are the seven limbs of your kingdom doing well? That's a greeting. And for the Satriyas who are going to fight, how do they greet? How do they greet? If they use arrows, the arrows will come to your feet. If it's your superior, you shoot the arrow to the feet, not how are you? How are you doing? A Shudra. So Lord Ramachandra is here and Ravana is here. Their enemy is going to fight. How did they greet each other that evening? There was a small display. Ramachandra and Ravana, they display weapons. For a few minutes, there was a terrible display of weapons. And for 15 minutes, Ramachandra dismantled Ravana, destroy his chariot, destroy the horses, destroy everything that was there, knock his crown down, and he fell from the chariot down. So Ramachandra said, "Good evening, sir. This is my good evening to you. So now you can go and rest tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll start." This is good evening. This is good evening. You can go and rest. Don't worry. Go and take rest. Tomorrow we'll meet. So when Ramachandra, he went back to the camp. All his, as you see, they were all waiting, they were all seeing what was happening. When he got back, and he smiled to all of them, he said, What I did now is possible only to me, Ram and Lord Shiva. Only two of us can do this. No one else can do it. Nobody can do this. Only I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose attempt never fails. And Lord Shiva, only two of us can do this, what I have done now. Nobody can do this to Ravana. So that was good evening to him. So tomorrow, we'll see. The Lord demonstrated his supreme position to Ravana, showed him. Like Krishna did. Krishna did the same thing in Mathura. When Krishna entered Mathura, the first thing he did, he killed Kamsa's washerman. The first thing, he benedicted the florist, he benedicted the tailor. And then the next day, he killed the Kamsa's elephant. That's a signal to tell Kamsa that we are going to do the same thing to you, so get ready. Ramachandra did the same thing. Ravana was perplexed, bewildered. Ramachandra said, Get up. I won't kill you now. It's not yet time, so get up. Go home. Go and take rest. So Ravana was so dejected, so morose, so worried. It's a signal. Ram gave him the signal. This is what is going to end be at their life. He peacefully, Lord Machana peacefully went, not like there's a stress on his face, he peacefully went back to the camp with a big smile to encourage all his people. This is what will happen to him. Yes. That is Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, when the battle became really serious, Kumbhakarna, Indrajit, Artisena, these are really formidable fighters. They were killing so much. And I saw Ramachandra was peacefully sitting there, very peacefully, was talking, joking, smiling. When I saw this, I said, what is happening? So Indrajit was killing people, all of them fell before Ramachandra, and they were all right in his place. And Ramachandra was sitting there discussing peacefully as if nothing is happening. I was very disturbed. How can this happen? The Lord is not seeing this. I stopped reading the Ramayana. I stopped. Because I was really disturbed. This is happening. The Lord is seeing. I stopped reading. After a few days, then I took courage and continued to read until the battle was over. But my mind was still very disturbed. Is devotional service secured or not secured? Giving life to Krishna, this is what happened? Like this? So, anyway, I managed to finish it. Then, Ramachandra installed Vibhishan on the throne. Everything was ready for him to return to Ayodhya. Then he asked Sugriva, "I'm very pleased with the service you rendered. So we have succeeded in killing Ravana, rescued Sita Devi. Now we put you on the throne as a devotee. So I'm going back now to go and take over my kingdom. So thank you." Sugriva was very happy. And then Ramachandra said, "Anything I can do for you? Do you want something?" Sugriva said, "Yes, my lord. Yes." "So what do you want?" Sugriva said, "I cannot go back to my kingdom alone. I came here with my people, and we sincerely fought for you. They are all dead. I want them back." Ramachandra said, "Oh, no problem. Every single person that was killed, Ramachandra brought all of them back and gave them to Sugriva." Sugriva said, "Thank you, my lord." Then my mind became, "Yes, this is Ramchandra. Ramchandra Bhagwan ki." Say, "Yes, this is the Lord. Now I agree that it is Ramachandra, the Supreme Lord. He has done it." So no one person died from Ramchandra's side. Not one person. Everybody who fought for the Lord was saved. He brought all of them back, and they all went back to Kiskinda with Sugriva. So it's only Ravana that lost his people and his kingdom, including his own life. But no person from Ramchandra lost anything. That is devotional service. There is no loss in devotional service. Nothing is lost. Nothing. Only gain. So Bhagavad Gita said this, Ramachandra demonstrated it practically. Krishna consciousness said nothing is lost, it is only gain. Therefore, our acharyas, they encourage us to remain devotee in all circumstances. Remain a devotee, because there is nothing lost. Nothing. So again. Then my mind was so peaceful. I felt like, yes, yes. For the Lord, that was nothing. It was something serious for me. But the Lord, this is nothing. This is nothing. Killing or not killing, this is nothing for him. Therefore, he was peaceful. And that should be the Lord. You cannot see him with stress. The Lord cannot have stress, no anxiety for him. Like when he got married, he was returning to to Ayodhya, and Parashuram came and met him. That was seriously an anxiety. He was an anxiety. "Hey Krishna, please, please, please protect me, protect my. This is the best time of my life. My son is just got wedded. This is the best time. Please protect me." Ramachandra was very peaceful. Very peaceful, no stress at all. He was composed. His father was in anxiety. He was very relaxed. So Parashuram said, "I heard you broke the bow of Lord Shiva." I said, "Yes, yes. That is Lord Shiva's bow." "Yes, I know that. I know that. That Lord Shiva's bow, it takes 300,000 people to lift it." 300,000 people. You are Ram? Yes, I'm Ram. So if you are Ram, take this also. Let me see. Everybody was shaking and excited. Ramachandra also used left hand to lift it very easily. Nothing like a proper give example, a child picking a mushroom. Mushroom is very tender. What weight does mushroom has? No weight. After all, the expansion of the Lord, not expansion, the expansion of the expansion of the expansion of the Lord is carrying the whole universe on his head. I doesn't feel there's anything on his head. So what is a bow? What is it for him? He took it with left hand and took the quiver. And he drew it to his ear. And he turned to Parashuram. Yes, I cannot release it. It must destroy something. Now you tell me, your power, locomotive, or the austerity you performed, which one you want to be destroyed? It will destroy something because you challenged me. I took the challenge. So soon, Parashuram was humbled. So he thought for a while, and he said, if he destroy my austerity, I will practice again. But if he destroy my power, I will not be able to return back to my ashram. So, destroy my austerity. Ramachandra destroy all the result of austerity has performed for years. Fish. One moment. So Parashuram was defeated. Then Lord Ramachandra revealed his four hands. And Vishnu. See, when you look at Ramachandra's hand. How many hands do you see? Ayodhya is where? What is Ayodhya? In the spiritual world, where is Ayodhya? Ayodhya is not above Vaikuntha. Have you seen the chart? Where is Ayodhya? It's below. Or let's say it's wooden Vaikuntha. It's wooden Vaikuntha. So Vishnu in Vaikuntha has how many hands? Two? Four hands. So it is a disservice to show us Ramachandra with two hands. He supposed to have four hands. Because his abode is four hands. That's Ramachandra. His four hands. Just like also, you see here, he has two hands. But actually, he supposed to have four hands. Also, when you look at Bhagavad Gita, when you look at the cover page, you see Krishna and Arjuna. You see, both of them are sitting equally, right? It's also a disservice. Because a chariot driver It cannot be on the same level with the master. The chariot driver is down. The master is up. So Krishna is down. Arjuna is up. And Arjuna's lotus feet is on Krishna's shoulders. Krishna's feet is on Krishna's shoulders. Do you see that? Did you see that? No, you don't see that on the picture. Right? We only hear Krishna is the chariot driver of Arjuna. That's all we hear. But how is he a chariot driver? That we don't know. Arjuna's feet is on Krishna's shoulder. For the 18 days we're fighting. That was the situation. That's the position of Krishna. So Ramachandra destroyed the pride of Parashuram very peacefully, fully composed. That's the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It never disturbed by anything or anxiety. Never. Peaceful. So Ramachandra is peaceful, no stress. Even when you see him crying, that is just to deceive the non-devotees. It's to deceive the non-devotees. Crying for Sita Devi, it is just to cheat the non-devotees. Not that he's crying for a woman. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who can create innumerable living entities at a will. So why will he cry for something? It's to deceive, to cheat the non-devotees. So the Lord is always disguised. So in this way, the non-devotees cannot see the Lord. Only the devotee can see the Lord, can understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Ramachandra, he came here, wonderful activities he performed. When his father told him he have to go to the forest 14 years, Ramachandra was happy. It's okay. So is that all? Is that all? Tell me, my father, tell me. That's all. Dasaramara couldn't speak, but the wife was speaking. It's okay. It's all right. That is normal. When Ramchandra accepted this, oh, that is not a problem. I will go to the forest now. Last man, he became enraged. I will destroy the Ayodhya. I will destroy. What a father! I would destroy. He took weapon. Ramachandra said, "Lakshman, this is not the time for weapon. This is not the time for weapon. A weapon can do whatever you think you can do. That is okay, but this is not the time for weapon. Keep your weapon. The order of the father should be obeyed. The spiritual master's order should be obeyed. Either we like it or we don't like it. It doesn't matter. It must be obeyed. Because whatever the father does, whatever the spiritual master does, it is for the good of the disciple. We may understand, we may not understand. That is okay. It's all right. But the conclusion is that everything the Lord does, the pure devotee does, is for the benefit, the welfare of the student. Therefore, a benediction is given. Whoever hear this person, Ramachandra accepting. I have seen so many devotees who left the movement because their services were changed. Many devotees gave up the movement. And many devotees are in the movement now because of the position we are having. If the position we are holding now is taken away, our Christian conscience will be seriously challenged and many will leave. That is just one more tiny headache place. Ramachandra was the whole world. To be coronated the next day. He's the forest. The life which he is not used to. Completely different. It's a big challenge. But Lord accepted as far as it is coming from my superior. I must obey that. This for my good. Ramachandra accepted. Therefore the blessing is there. Whoever hears this and feel happy that if this happened to me, I will take the lesson from Ramachandra that the superiors should be obeyed. That person has the mercy of Ramachandra. He accepted without difficulty, peacefully. One thing we can accept him with the grudge, because it comes from the superior. It's different from when one accepting willingly from the heart without stress. That is bhakti. And that is what will give us success in our practice. Ramachandra accepted. He accepted it completely. And he said, yes, let us go. Let me go. I'm happy. I will leave immediately. Immediately. I don't have to wait. Immediately. I have to leave. I have to go. Because this is what my father wanted. So I will go. When Ramachandra went to Mithila to get his wife, it was not only him who was there to compete. There were so many powerful personalities who were all there, including Ravana. Ravana was there to marry Sita Devi. Ramachandra was sitting there very peacefully. And all the satriyas in the whole world tried, they couldn't even shake it. Only Ravana was able to lift it, and he fell back on his hand. Ravana fell down. Out of shame, he left. When nobody was able to do that, King Jana was seriously in anxiety. He shouted, are there no more satriyas in this world? What my daughter did that she cannot have a husband? All this world he was here, nobody is a satriya. Then Vishwamitra Muni looked and ran. What did Ramachandra did? What did he do? Yes, thank you. Ramachandra didn't just stood up and went. When he stood up from the chair, he offered obeisances to his guru, flat on the guru, and the guru blessed him. This is the principle. This is a principle. When we came to this movement, this is how we are trained. Before a devotee leaves the temple out, we go to the temple to offer obeisance to the spiritual master and take his blessing to go. Either it's boga shopping, we are going for sankirtan, whatever we are going to do outside, we first of all go to the spiritual master to take blessing. And when we come back, we go straight to the temple master to do the same thing. This is how we were trained. But today, I don't know if the culture is still there. Do we do that right? He said we were trained. Ramachandra did. When he stood up, he was sitting with his wisdom master. He stood up when the Lord called, when the master called him. Only at that point he stood up. And then offered obeisances. The guru blessed him. Now you go. And he went and took the bow. This system is based on parampara. Blessing. The blessing. Our strength is parampara. It's our strength. Parampara, the blessing. We get a blessing from our superiors. In other words, we are empowered to do something. So we don't appoint ourselves. Appointment means that we are empowered to do something. We are appointed to do something. He was empowered by his guru. You go. And he went, succeeded. That is the principle. This is very difficult to find what is offering obeisances. Very difficult. I don't know where you are going. I don't know. Very difficult. The Supreme Lord doesn't need to bow down to anybody. The Lord need to bow down, he said, to anybody. He is worshipped by everyone. His teaching was the process. Take blessing from the Guru for everything we need to do. Ramachandra taught this principle in this way. Ramchandra Bhagavan ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Any comment? We have four minutes. Questions? Comment? 4 minutes. Yes, sir.
There is one question that I am reading Krishna book. One day that Prabhupada writes there that in Vaikuntha, the four end form is there. In Vaikuntha, there is chakra and gada also. So the question is that in Vaikuntha there is no demons only. So how to understand that why there is chakra and gada with in point form, Lord Vishnu?
In Vaikuntha there is no demons. So why chakra is also there and the club? Because these weapons are for demons. And lotus and the conch is for devotees. But no demons in Vaikuntha. So why are they there? They are there as person. They are persons. They are there as a person, as a servant, not to keep. They are servant. Everything is personified in the spiritual world. Everything. In the material world, many things don't have gross forms. For example, sound. Do you see sound? In the spiritual world, a sound is a person. In the spiritual world, intelligence is a person. But here, do you see intelligence? In the spiritual world is a person. So the chakra and the gada in the spiritual world, they are persons. they are persons, not to fight. They are there to serve the Lord. Their service is there not to kill demons, because there's no demons there. That was the challenge the four Kumaras had with Jai Vijay. In the Vaikuntha, Lord has no enemy. Whom are you protecting? This mentality of protection is the material world, so you go back to the material world. Don't stay here. But they forgot that they are servant to the Lord today. They are not protecting the Lord. They have a service to do for the Lord. They have the service because they are persons and they have to exist. These are eternal entities. So where will they stay? Zero? No. They are not zero. They cannot be zero. So they have to live. They are existing. When they come to the material world, then they are... nobody fears them like...
Maharaj, I have heard like you alone used to do kirtan in Harinam 6 to 10 hours, like that. So like whenever we go for Harinam or Bhagadeshwar, like temple manager has to find out ki devotee where they went for going Harinam, and they have to catch, and then we go, hardly devotee come together for going. So how that enthusiasm will come like as you did in beginning days?
Krishna consciousness is collective and individual. So both collective and individual. And Lord Krishna responds to our situation according to the desire which we have. Either it is bona fide, or if it is bona fide, genuine, one is fully protected. And when we live our life beyond suspicion and doubt, and the result is always showing. In higher personalities, you will see. They will see what we are doing. Because the question is directly to me, so it's difficult to answer it. Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.